morning thing that rocks.
Well, good morning. 8:14, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, welcome to it on a Tuesday after a three-day weekend. Look, I don't want to be here either, okay? All right, I don't. No one wants us here. We don't want to be here.
It's a short week. Yeah. It's not even Monday. You can't complain.
I'm still going to complain.
You have 3 days for a weekend.
Not good enough. Want to keep her going, all right? I guess the only upside is that we did get to announce the Screaming Yellow Summoner today. Officially launched for 2021. We're going to talk more about the Screaming Yellow Summer, how you can get in on the action here in a little bit. But in case you miss anything, ScreamingYellowSummer.com. Giving away not one, but two ultimate entertainment packages, and it's awesome. So what? Check it out. So that is the good news for today on a Tuesday after a three-day weekend as we get through 2021
See?
Here.
Yeah. See?
I guess.
These aren't all that bad.
I guess. No. I still want a bitch, though. It's all I got nowadays.
Still in good shape.
Yeah. Quit acting like a damn fool. We got to keep things moving here. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. Let's get it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? See, that makes me feel better, too. Saying hi to Katie again.
See?
I got another story out of Florida here. I know we talked about Florida Man in the 6 o'clock hour, but this one is Florida. It's just Xanadu down there.
After a three-day weekend, too. This definitely, we got a full month's worth of WTS.
So a neighborhood in southwest Florida is being invaded by iguanas. It's the worst infestation they've seen in decades. And they're not just crowding backyards. The iguanas have been digging up seawalls and causing millions of dollars in damage.
Damn iguanas!
Damn you, iguanas!
Look, damn you!
That's a sentence we'd never say here in Michigan. We never would.
Right? Read that first sentence again.
A neighborhood in southwest Florida is being invaded by iguanas. Like, that's just a weird sentence to say.
First initial thought was like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can get you, maybe I'm just, you know, not used to iguanas, but, you know, it'd be kind of cool walking out to your backyard. Oh, yeah. It's a big ass lizard right there.
Yeah, one or two of them, not 30 of them. Like, we're dead. Get in the basement.
That would be kind of frightening.
So the Florida Fish and Wildlife has given people permission to capture or even kill them as long as people do it humanely. But here's the thing now. Of course, it's Florida. Nothing there is done normally or is somewhat at a respectable level. Because now dudes are running around shooting BB guns at them, creating a whole new issue.
Florida's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, look, they should have known. Okay, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Preserve should have known that if they told a bunch of Floridians, like, hey, look, we got an iguana problem. You guys can take care of this. You're going to be like, hey, Billy Bob, get the gun. We're going iguana hunting. There are going to be so many methed out Florida hillbillies with iguana belts and boots and it's iguana skin hats. Like, it's not a good idea.
Isn't Florida, they're not using BB guns, man.
No,
that's a Michigan thing to say. You know what they're using down there? 12 gauges.
No, bottle rockets.
They're using full blown AKs, man. Iguana, one after the other.
Some guy's got a trebuchet hooked up to fling these iguanas over the sea walls. Like, dude, this is like the worst place to give people free reign to kill iguanas or capture iguanas. All right,
he didn't have to use Tannerite, man. You know, that's kind of cool.
Is that a flamethrower? No. All right, we got to put the kibosh on this.
This is such a Florida story.
Here's what else is going to happen. Because they said you can either capture him or kill him. You're going to have that one guy who ends up with like 250 iguanas now that he's going to like keep, and he's going to start this like weird iguana army. Like, it's not going to end well. It's not going to end well.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a wild thing, though, huh? Iguanas are just running rampant in Florida.
It's out there. All these iguanas are humping, making little baby iguanas, and now they're all over the place. Good God. And you know this was started by probably someone in Florida who had too many iguanas, and he just let them go. That's the problem.
You know, yeah. You know. Jeez, dude. Wow. Another wild story from Florida, huh?
Is that shirt made from iguana skin? You bet it your ass it is. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, you bet your ass.
Some guy's got like all these iguana tails hanging around a necklace. Like, what is going on here? Florida, man. It just don't make sense. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.